All right, I got some good stuff about elevator pitches. Get ready. Hey, what's up, financial advisors? It's your girl, Sarah, and welcome back to my show. On this podcast, we discuss financial advisor lead generation and marketing topics. I am a CFA charter holder, and I used to be a financial advisor, and I am a badass and the best, and I'm better than the rest, so forget about them. Hallelujah. Amen. Financial advisors, don't hide. Just smash that subscribe, and let's ride. Hey, what's up, y'all? In this podcast, I'm going to be talking about financial advisor elevator pitches. What is the best financial advisor elevator pitch, and why most of them stink? So let's talk about it. First of all, y'all financial advisors got to understand that it's not that easy to come up with a good elevator pitch. Whenever someone asks you what you do, a lot of y'all end up tongue-tied or reciting some garbage and puked up mishmash that really just makes you look stumbling over it and just doesn't make you look that good. I'm going to talk first a little bit about why elevator pitches are so difficult. As financial advisors, the job that you do is so different from one person to the next that to sum it up in one simple statement is really kind of impossible. The other thing is that a lot of the value of what y'all provide is intangible. I mean, I have heard the stories of some financial advisors saving people millions in taxes or outperforming the market for their clients consistently. Don't know how true any of those stories really are anyways, but I do see that as the exception rather than the norm. I think a lot of you people are doing business with you because you're a good communicator and you take care of them. You're really responsive. A lot of times we try to come up with something a little bit more interesting or specified, but the truth of the matter is that a lot of y'all aren't really winning the relationship on anything more than that. And there's nothing wrong with that. A lot of you have built your practices that way. Again, I like to work on it a little bit of an improved situation because I think it's more competitive when you're actively marketing. But a lot of you have built your businesses very nicely from referrals just simply because you've treated your clients very nicely and taken care of them. Not that easy to express in an elevator pitch, and it's not that convincing. It's kind of unglamorous. So here's my solution. Don't make the objective of the elevator pitch to win people over. Make it simply be to get a response, to inform them, give them some information so that they still want to engage in the conversation. And that way you can hopefully learn a little bit more about them and then make a much more informed and strategic positioning of your services. Does that make sense? Don't make it be the objective be to get a meeting or to wow them or win them over because you're not going to do it. Just simply get them to react so that you can continue the dialogue. Ah, my neck is killing me. Does this audio sound better in this podcast, y'all? I'm trying different things with my recording settings, but right now I'm kind of like lying on my stomach on my bed and my neck is like at this weird angle where it's starting to hurt. So I'll just hold it up with my hand, I guess, as I talk. How's that? Does that still sound good? Okay. So anyways, so throw that berserko elevator pitch out of the window and take these steps again. All right. You're going to say something, but you're going to say something funny and then you're going to shut up. Okay. Humor, then silence is a winning combination. One sentence, if you have to, two sentences, look them straight in the eye and deliver it, and then shut up and let them respond. So there was this financial advisor I had on my podcast once named John Melzone. I'll link to the podcast in the show notes, by the way. And he was once at this charity event, and this is his description of it. After those two martinis really kicked in, this woman came up to me and she looked like she had a sense of humor. And she said, "So what do you do?" And I just looked at her real wryly and I said, "I rescue investors from their," I know what that word is, but I'll just say explicit brokers. She just lit up like a tree and said, "Oh, here's my card. I know someone who could use you." She's not happy with her broker at all. So there you go. The one sentence elevator pitch, "I rescue investors from their freaking brokers," or whatever it was, right? So thank you, John. And by the way, I will also, the link is going to be in the show notes here. You should listen to the podcast because he really tells the story much better than me. But the point is that you really want to get away from the cliches like comprehensive financial planning, investment strategies, you're a steward, achieving goals, etc. Because, oh my gosh, see, I just kind of fell on my radiator. Did you hear that? Anyways, all these things are kind of make you sound like R2-D2. So, and you know, John actually wound up like trademarking that phrase. So don't use that phrase, right? By the way, because you have to get another one because he's already trademarked it. But you really want to just do what he did. Just look him in the eye, say something funny, and then shut up. Okay, so here are some examples. You could say something like, I help people not blow up their portfolios. So this is if you're more of an investment-focused type of financial advisor. I mean, it's just saying it, right? I help people not blow up their portfolios. And people are kind of going to laugh when you say that because it's a funny thing. And then just again, see what they say. You could also say, I help people avoid, if you're more of like a planning financial advisor, you could say, I help people avoid squandering away their life savings on the Rolls Royce Phantom. You could also say things like the Hermes Blue Crocodile, or if they have like kids, you could say $500 baby bibs or something like that. Just make up something funny because, you know, that is part of the value that you provide, especially if you're more on the planning side. And it's just a funny way of saying it. I help people who own car dealerships stop working before their businesses do it for them. Now, the reality is that most small businesses are going to fail eventually. It's a reality that none of us want to admit, but it's important that you impart that to them, that business owners do need help planning because a lot of them invest so much in the business. But again, just see what they say. I work with doctors, you could say doctors, lawyers, again, car dealers, anyone who hate financial advisors. The funny part in here is hate financial advisors. You're just kind of putting it out there that you have a profession that people sometimes can be a little apprehensive about, and you're making a joke out of it, which will probably disarm people sufficiently so that they'll laugh and probably want to talk to you after that. Oh, my neck is killing me. Another one. I work with people who say they'll never run out of money and make sure that it's actually true. Or you, that's not a convincing way to say it. You can say, I work with people who say they'll never run out of money and make sure that it's actually true. Just snarky. Just kind of tell them that they're full of it if they think that they're all set. I handle the money drama with the spouse on your behalf. Now, the thing to say, to be careful about with this one, is that you can't say this when both spouses are there because that could actually cause like a fight. So you really want to say when there's just one person there. I help people see the difference between how much money they think they have and how much they actually do. Be prepared for a lot of questions because that actually is kind of, that would invoke my curiosity if someone said that. Then just being funny is especially for you sports focused people. I'm like the Deion Sanders of finance. Again, you know, you got to kind of be careful who you're saying this to. Like if it's someone who seems like they might be sports focused, then that would make sense. But if not, like you could be like, oh, I'm like the Beyonce of finance, something like that. Customize it to who you might be talking to. But anyways, kind of use like a famous person, like, you know, a famous admirable person. You don't want to say, well, you know, I'm sure we have a bunch of names we could put in there that wouldn't go too over too well with the person, but you want to say someone famous that's kind of cool that they would think is cool. Just like Superwoman or Superman, I'm the person you call in the middle of the night to fly in and save you after you do something wrong with your money. It's kind of the truth of some of you financial advisors. Anyway, so hey, listen, thanks for being here with me today. I hope these one sentence elevator pitches helped. If you are into my concise style, I have an ebook called 47 Financial Advisor LinkedIn Messages. I'm going to also put that in the notes. And if you need social media coaching, please join my membership. At this point, there's somewhat of a wait list, but you know, I'd be happy to put you on and discuss your interest in the membership if so. And both of those links are going to be in the show notes. See you in the next one.